3 Heisman Trophy winners at the University of Florida. None inside the swamp today. The 2015 Florida Pro Day. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Stradrick with you at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. 20 Gators worked out in front of all 32 NFL teams today. Nearly 50 credentialed media on hand, including NFL Network and SEC Network today. They showed the workout live as we did here on Jaguars.com. But all here to see pass rusher Dante Fowler Jr. He only did some positional work today in a linebacker type of role. No weight lifting today, no 40 times, and a knock on him might be how he moves around with his weight. He weighed in at 265 today, but he felt he proved it this afternoon.
We did a lot of linebacker drills today, so I feel like I came in as a linebacker today. I weighed in at 265, so just showing them that I can move with my weight and how fluid I am with my weight and how smooth I am. I just want to show them that I'm a very polished player. I know a lot of guys had, you know, some concerns because, you know, I stand up and I put my hand in the dirt, but I want to show those guys I'm as good as my hand up with my hand in, as good as I am with my hand in the dirt as well.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. We both saw Fowler work out today. We both individually talked to Dante Fowler, and I think we're both pretty impressed by him still.
Well, I think what impresses you is you talk to different guys at this stage of their career where they're getting ready for the draft, and some, when you talk to them, seem like they're ready for it, and some seem a little bit overwhelmed by it. Dante Fowler seems very ready for it. Seems like he knew what he wanted to do today on the field. He never seems like he's overwhelmed off the field. Listen to him at the combine. Listen to him today. He said today, hey, I want to be a telecommunications major. I want to help you guys out. He has that ability to communicate, and he seems to enjoy and savor this process. I don't know how much that helps you once you get to the league, but it certainly can't hurt in your transition. I guess bottom line, an impressive kid.
And it's interesting to get a national perspective on a day like today. Mike Mayock was here, NFL Network, covering the event as they do most of the big pro days. Mike's pretty confident in where Fowler is going to go.
Yeah, and I guess he thinks he's as good as any defensive player in the draft. Dante Fowler thinks he's as good as any defensive player in the draft. He said it. So it's interesting because now the Jaguars have the number 3 pick, and this is a guy who seems to fit that Leo spot. And he said today, I've met Gus Bradley. He knew what the Leo was. When he asked about it, he knew exactly what it was. He'd be surprised if he doesn't go to the Jaguars. He thinks he's a perfect fit. Skill-wise, everything, it seems like a fit. And now let's wait until draft night when Dave Caldwell goes in a completely other direction.
That's right.
Right.
And Mayock said today that Fowler, after today's workout, might be just as good as a player many feel is the best in this draft defensively.
You know, Fowler gives you more of an edge presence and an ability to get to the quarterback, where the beauty of Williams is that you can play him up and down the line of scrimmage in any scheme, and he can be equally effective. So I think they're two of the guys in this entire draft that you can't go wrong with either one.
Of course, John, it's also interesting to hear the national perspective on the Jaguars organization and where they are now heading into year 3 with Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley.
Well, and you spoke to Mike Mayock, and from going to pro days and owners meetings and things like that in the offseason, one thing you do get is that despite the 7 wins over the last couple of years and despite a perception that, hey, or in reality, they have to win more, people like the foundation that's being built in Jacksonville, and it sounded like Mike Mayock felt the same way.
The head coach and the GM are tied at the hip philosophically, and I think Gus and Dave are, and that's the most important thing. The second most important thing is then identifying the talent that fits that scheme, and I think they've done a real good job. I mean, they're strong on the back end now with some of the, you know, I love the Colvin pick last year in the 4th round. I thought that was a great value pick. You know, a lot of it will come down to the development of the young quarterback, Bortles. How about Allen Hurns, free agent? So, I mean, you can go up and down what they've done in the draft. The 7th round corner from Appy State, you know, you can just go up and down what they've done, and you say, and you've got to be highly impressed.
Well, Johnny, this is about it. This is the last true pro day of pro day season.
Yeah, and it's not only the end of our pro day coverage, it's pretty much the last high profile. DJ Humphries and Dante Fowler went today. Yeah. This has been the one that the national guys are sort of the last targets, the last one on our draft tracker, so to speak. And then after this, everybody sort of goes back inside, and you've got a lot of draft meetings, and you've got a lot of prospects going to individual teams to have that last interview before the draft process really wraps up.
And that process begins in Jacksonville today and tomorrow. Prospects in town will have interviews with them right here on Jaguars.com.
And we might pass Dante Fowler on the way because he's supposedly on his way right now. So drive fast, JP.
I'll drive as fast as legally allowed, that's for sure. For John Osier, JP Stradrick, it's Inside the Jaguars from Gainesville.